other day we mentioned how this year, and next year by the way, we are in an unusual position, especially for those who will be traveling to and from Eretz Yisrael at any point between now and Parshios Bahar B'Chukosai. As Hashem, I'm going to be going to Eretz Yisrael Motzei Shabbos, so as a reminder, I'm going to be in Israel next week. But what is the unusual predicament we find ourselves in? Of course, the last day of Pesach here, Achron Shel Pesach, the eighth day of Pesach, happened to have been Shabbos, and therefore we did not lay in Parsha Shmini that week. In Eretz Yisrael, it was not Pesach anymore, it was only Shabbos, so they did lay in Parsha Shmini that week, and that puts us on different schedules. Now, you would think we have an opportunity to make it up, Tazria Mitzora, we have another opportunity to make it up, Achrimas Kedoshim. All they have to do is in Israel, they need to cooperate with us and split so that we have time to catch up with them, but they don't do that. They don't do that, not for Tazria Mitzora, not for Achrimas Kedoshim. I do not want to talk about why they don't do that. There is a fantastic shir by my good friend, Rabbi Isaac Rice, on why you Torah. You can go. He has like five or six different reasons why it is that they don't do that. People ask me why they don't do that, and I said, I don't know. I don't think there's any good reason. He has like six of them. So there is some reason that Eretz Yisrael does not try to conform to what we're doing so that we can all be on the same page. What I do want to talk about is there are many, many yeshiva bachrim who came home after Pesach or came back to America for Pesach, then went back to Eretz Yisrael after Pesach, and they are missing a parsha. So they faced the following shaila. Not only, if I'm missing a parsha, is it a big deal? Do I need to make it up? Not only that, but more fundamentally, there is a requirement in Shulchan Aruch that a person, and it's based on the Gemara Maseches Brachos, that a person has a requirement to be mashlim parshiosav im hatzibur, that a person has to read Shnayim Mikra v'echa Targum of that week's Kriyas HaTorah. What is their Kriyas HaTorah that week? Let's say a guy went back to Israel this past Motzai Shabbos. So he's coming right off of Parshas Shmini. So you would think, okay, his next job in Shnayim Mikra, Tazria Mitzora. But next week he's going to hear Achrimos Kedoshim. Does he skip Tazria Mitzora and go straight to Achrimos Kedoshim? Does he do Tazria Mitzora, Achrimos Kedoshim? That's quite a Herculean task in one week to have Shnayim Mikra of four Parshas. But maybe that's what he has to do. Or maybe he should finish Tazria Mitzora before he gets on the plane. My son went back this past Motzai Shabbos. I told him Shabbos afternoon, once we were laning Tazria by Mincha, start now. He didn't go to Shalosh Shuddos. He ate Shalosh Shuddos, but he didn't go to the Shul Shalosh Shuddos. Started then. He wanted to finish Tazria Mitzora before he got on the plane. Is that the right thing to do? Because in America, it's still the Parsha Shavua. But once he gets on the plane, he goes to Israel. Once he's in Israel, Tazria Mitzora is not the Parsha anymore. Is that the way it works? Is he allowed to begin Achrimos Kedoshim before he gets on the plane? Let's say he really covered ground during Shalosh Shuddos and he's sitting there waiting for the plane to take off, or he's on the plane but it's not yet in Israeli airspace. Can he start Achrimos Kedoshim? Once he gets to Israel, which parshios take precedence? Let's say he gets to Israel, he hasn't yet done Tazria Mitzora or Achrimos Kedoshim. Which should he do first? Should he go in order? Or should he say, no, I missed Tazria Mitzora, but I have Achrimos Kedoshim right now. Does it make a difference what his yeshiva is going to do as far as Kriyas HaTorah? You know, there are some people that went back last week. There are some people that went back before last Shabbos. I saw one of my Talmidim this week. He's going back this Motzai Shabbos. So there's only so many times the yeshivas could keep reading extra parshios. What if the yeshiva is not going to, does it make a difference if the yeshiva is going to accommodate? What do they do? Any of you guys ever have that situation in yeshiva in Israel? Yeah. By Rishon, they just read the whole? No, they don't do anything? Shalvim just left it alone. Okay, so I'm told that in some yeshivas, either on a Monday or Thursday, they'll read the whole thing, or the first aliyah the next week, they'll read the whole parsha, plus up until Sheni. So does it make a difference what the yeshiva does? And, of course, if somebody comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laaretz, imagine someone was in Eretz Yisrael this whole time. So let's say they already heard Tazria Mitzora last Shabbos, and now they come to Chutz Laaretz. Do they have an obligation of Tazria Mitzora again? Do they have to do Chazara on Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum? So this got me really excited. I thought it was a really great topic and very interesting question. I was surprised at how little I was able to find written on this topic. Now, Now, granted, before modern forms of travel, before airplane travel became so popular, so common, this was not happening every day. It certainly wasn't happening to thousands of people like it is now. But still, you know, it's been Lamaisa for a long time. You know, Eretz Yisrael got off of the, what do they call it, triannual? The once every 3 years? I don't know what it's called. But they got off of that cycle of finishing the Torah once every 3 years a long, long, long time ago. So, you know, we've had this issue for a while. It would have been a bigger issue, l'chora, back then. So what do we do about this? So I only found one tshuva, and I'm sure I'm going to get emails from people telling me, what do you mean you only found one tshuva? What about this? What about that? Great. I look forward to seeing those emails. I look forward to reading the tshuvas. But I only found one tshuva in the tshuvas Betzel HaChachma. Tshuvas Betzel HaChachma is Rabbi Tzal Stern, the brother of the Deborah Tzina Rav, who was a Rav in Australia. I believe he was first the Rav in Debrecen. Well, his brother was a Rav in Debrecen, but then in Australia. And so I'm going to present to you what he says, but first I want to present like what the issues might be that go into his forming his opinion. The Gemara in Maseches Brachos Daf Ches Amud Beis tells us, Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Amar Rav Yami, Li'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Im HaTzibur. A person is supposed to keep up with Kriyas HaTorah with the Tzibur Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum. You're supposed to do Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum on the schedule that the Tzibur is doing Kriyas HaTorah. And then it tells us the great schar of Marichin Lo Yamav Shnosav, Rav Bibi Barabaya Sover Lashlaminu Parshasa Dekula Shasa B'Mali Yom Dekipuri. Rav Bibi Barabaya had this idea that whatever he missed out, he made up for before Yom Kippur. That before Yom Kippur, he finished everything, and that way he knew that he had done whatever he could do. Now, there are some important chakiros about Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum, but not important for this topic per se, like what language should Targum be in, what counts as Targum, does Rashi count as Targum, what other Targums count as, does Art Scroll count as Targum, not for now. There are questions about how do you split up Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum. Do you do Pasuk Pasuk Targum, Pasuk Targum Pasuk, Parsha Parsha Targum, how exactly do you split up Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum? Also, wonderful question, not for now. But then there are some discussions that are had by Poskim and by Rishonim already that are relevant to this topic, although they don't directly address this topic. One such discussion is, when must you read Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum? When must you do it? And the other discussion that the Rishonim have is, what is the purpose of Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum? And those two questions are very related to each other. As far as when you have to do Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum, there are four opinions about when you should start Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum, when you can start Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum. Shabbos Mincha, Sunday, Erev Shabbos, Mishbura says it's best to do the entire thing on Erev Shabbos, and there's even a shita that says Shabbos, that you should wait till Shabbos morning, wake up nice and early, do the entire Parsha Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum, then go to Shul and make sure it's a minion that makes Man Kriyat Shema, right? So you have to do all that early Shabbos morning. Wow, that's quite a lot to expect of someone if they're going to be up late eating cholent or whatever on Friday night. Then there is there are five different shitos when you have to finish Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum. Before Shachris on Shabbos, before the meal, before Mincha. Why would before Mincha be a thing? Oh, we're going on to the next parasha. You got to get it done. Then Wednesday of the following week as a bidyeved, and Tashlumin up until Shmini Atzeres. Then you can make up for what you missed up until Shmini Atzeres. Those are five different shitos. What's the purpose of Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum? Probably relates a lot to those shitos. So there are many, many Rishonim that assume the purpose of Shnayim Mikraveh HaTargum has something to do with Kriyas HaTorah. Either that, it's a zecher to the way they used to read the Torah with a meturgeman, or that it prepares you for Kriyas HaTorah, so you're getting ready for Kriyas HaTorah, whereas one could also argue that it's just a really good schedule to make sure you finish Chumash every year, that it's a good curriculum to make sure that you finish Chumash every year, with significant nafkamina. So now let's get to what Rabbi Tzal Stern writes in his tshuva. It's a long tshuva, but I'm going to summarize it very quickly. First of all, he quotes a tshuvas marsham, Chelek Aleph Siman Reishit Gimel, who says that if you missed a parsha the next week, you should do that the next week's parsha before you do your missed parsha. Why? Very similar to Tfilas Tashlumin. Let's say you miss a tefillah. You miss a tefillah. So what do you do the next time? Daven two, which is your first Shmoneh Esrei? the chiyuv for that moment, and only then do you do the tashlum. Should be the same thing, says the Marsham, with Shnayim Mikra. You missed last week's parsha? Okay, you'll do two parshios this week. First one you do is this week's, and then last week's. The logic behind that is that it could, one of two things. Either that we're afraid you're just going to fall further behind, meaning if you don't catch up and you don't actually get to finish both of them, you're just going to put yourself in a bigger and bigger hole. Or it could be that more likely that there's a fundamental difference in the level of chiyuv, meaning right now my mitzvah is to do now's parsha. The fact that I'm doing last week's parsha, that's tashlumin, that's making up for a lost mitzvah. So that's not as significant or as great a chiyuv as doing my mitzvah right now. Rabbi Sal Stern writes in his tshuva that the Gemara was very careful to say, La'olim yashem adam parashiyosav im hatzibur. That means that the tzibur reading that parsha is the mechayev of you reading the parsha, which means that if you are in a tzibur whose parsha this week is Tazria Mitzora, then your obligation of Shnayim Mikra is Tazria Mitzora. If you're in a tzibur whose Kriyas HaTorah this week is Achrimus Kedoshim, your obligation is Achrimus Kedoshim. That would turn out, if that's really true, if you take it to its logical conclusion, take a person like me. I'm going to Israel Be'ezras Hashem on Motzai Shabbos. I'm going to be there, I'm going to arrive Sunday night. I'm going to be there till Thursday night. I'm going to be back here in time for next Shabbos. While I'm in Israel, so I'm going to be back here in time for what we're going to have is Shabbos Achrimos Kedoshim. Right? While I'm in Israel, can I do Shnayim Mikra of Achrimos Kedoshim? L'chore not, according to this. Meaning, if it's really Im HaTzibur, while I'm in Israel, I'm going to be with a Tzibur that's already read Achrimos Kedoshim. It's not, I'm not being Im HaTzibur. I should really conform to what the Tzibur I'm currently in is up to. If you will have a minion, like in some of the yeshivas they do, apparently not Shalom, but some of the other yeshivas they do, where they read everything that week, so then your tzibur is everything. So then you should read last week's parsha before this week's parsha, because that's all your parsha that week. Now, the Rav Salstern then adds another chiddush, and he says that while it's true that this week's parsha takes precedence over last week's parsha, that is only true once this week's chiyuv sets in. When does that happen? So remember, we had four shitos when it begins. He says, no, when it begins is when the earliest time you might be able to do it. When you are mechuyuv to start doing it, Friday afternoon. He says, before Friday afternoon, give precedence to the earlier parsha. Once Friday afternoon sets in, now your chiyuv for this week sets in, you give precedence to this week. And he said, and if you're one of those people that's machmed to do the entire thing Shabbos morning, so up until Shabbos morning, you give precedence to last week's parsha. If you will, even if you go from Israel to America, you would not need to do Shnayim Mikra again, he points out. So probably intuitively we would have guessed that one, but why not? Why don't I have to do Imatzibur? Why don't I have to do Shnayim Mikra again? So he compares it, and I think this is a good sushtal, it's a good comparison. He compares it to Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov. Do we do Shnayim Mikra for Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov? So typically the minhag is not, that we don't do Shnayim Mikra for Kriyas HaTorah on Yom Tov. Why? Because we already covered those parshios. Meaning, even if you hold that Shnayim Mikra is somehow a preparation for Kriyas HaTorah, still, the way Chazal instituted Shnayim Mikra is that it's done in a way where we finish the Torah once every year. But it would turn out that ideally, if one is going to Israel, they should finish the parsha in America before their plane lands in Israel, before they enter Israeli territory. And I think that's what my son did. In fact, he texted me from the plane that he had a shayla, could he start Achrimos Kedoshim? And I followed my minhag in how I always pasken on Shnayim Mikra shaylas. Any suffix Shnayim Mikra is Lakula. Even if I'm Vade that he's wrong, I'm always making on Shnayim Mikra shaylas. Why? Because once you start being Machmir and Shnayim Mikra shaylas, people stop doing Shnayim Mikra. And it is an obligation to do Shnayim Mikra. So one has to, so whatever we could do to encourage people to learn, you know, the Torah, so that's really important. That Chumash Rashi, that's something that every, or Chumash Targum, whatever it is, but ideally Chumash Rashi, that's something that every Jew should be somewhat familiar with, at least. Okay.